Welcome, Nathan Saunders.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to testify in favor of LD 1875 and LD 1911. Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and distinguished members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. I'm sorry I have the wrong committee name on my written testimony. My mistake. I'm sorry. My name is Nathan Saunders, and I work as a professional engineer and senior environmental engineer for the State of Maine Drinking Water Program. I'm testifying today as a private citizen, not as a state employee. I'm on vacation time, and I would like you to know of my background as I testify. I'm testifying today to make the connection between PFAS pollution of the Maine environment and PFAS contamination of Maine citizens, specifically myself, my wife, my neighbors, and numerous other Fairfield residents. I live on Howe Road in Fairfield. I understand that there are now 190 or more private wells in Fairfield that are contaminated with PFAS above the 20 part per trillion enforceable limit. In March of 2021, I learned from the DEP director of the Bureau of Remediation and Waste Management, David Burns, now retired, from a television interview of him, that PFAS well water contamination in Fairfield is likely coming from the sludge from the Kennebec Sanitary Treatment District that was spread on fields right across the street from my home from 1980 to 2003, and that's 23 years. I saw it spread on the nearby fields every year, and I thought it was manure. An additional material spoken of as a fertilizer was spread on these fields from 2006 to 2015, 9 more years, and that stopped 6 to 7 years ago. In January 2021, our well water was tested for PFAS, and the results came back at 15,088 parts per trillion in comparison to Maine's enforceable limit of 20 parts per trillion in drinking water. And my wife and I have been drinking the water every day for 33 years. The DEP immediately installed a carbon filtration system which removes 28 PFAS compounds to non-detect levels, and I appreciated that. Please note, though, that there are more than 4,000 PFAS chemicals, and only 28 of which are part of the routine PFAS sampling done today. During 2021, we had 9 PFAS water samples taken at our home by the DEP on roughly monthly intervals. A couple samples were unavoidably missed. I attached a bar graph of this data to this testimony, along with my testimony. I'm hoping you have a chance to see that graph. The average PFAS level over 2021 was 14,832 parts per trillion. That's 742 times the enforceable limit of 20 parts per trillion in drinking water. Using Microsoft Excel, I added a trend line to this data, which shows a 12% decline in the PFAS level over the year's time. If the PFAS level in my well continues to decline at the rate of 12% per year, it will take 48 years for the PFAS level in my well to be less than the enforceable limit of 20 parts per trillion. It will take almost 70 years for the PFAS level to be less than 1 part per trillion. And I'll just mention that in other states, I'm aware that in New Jersey, they have enforceable levels of something like 13 or 14 parts per trillion and not 20. Even if these calculations are, and average calculations are inaccurate by 10 or 20 years, I will have to have a large carbon filtration system on my home's drinking water for the rest of my life. As a result of the drinking water PFAS contaminated water, as a result of drinking PFAS contaminated water for 33 years, according to the studies identified by the Agency for Toxic Substance Disease Registry, that's the ATSDR, my current blood levels for PFAS exceed the average PFAS levels of employees working for DuPont and 3M, the companies that made the PFAS chemicals. This means that I've received an industrial level of PFAS contamination of my blood while sitting in my living room. The ATSDR also lists numerous other health effects, and I have a link at the bottom of my written testimony for that report. There are several life-threatening and life-altering illnesses that have occurred near where I live. The contamination of my body has occurred due to the disposal of PFAS-contaminated sludge on fields next to my home. As you know, when rainwater falls on contaminated sludge, it creates contaminated leachate that enters the ground and the water table. LD 1875 and LD 1911 address the proper management of PFAS contaminated sludge, compost, and leachate entering Maine's environment. Due to the life-impacting consequences to Maine citizens caused by the uncontained disposal of PFAS contaminated waste in Maine over many years, I urge this committee to pass LD 1875 and LD 1911. LD 1875 asks that leachate from a solid waste disposal facility owned by the state, quote, be treated, quote, to the extent feasible with available technologies, unquote. This statement leaves flexibility on managing PFAS contaminated leachate and waste material in a reasonable and financially responsible way. Both of these bills require rulemaking, which gives an opportunity for the public to input on the development of specific related rules, and both of these bills can be implemented without creating unreasonable financial burden on public ratepayers. For the health of Maine citizens, please pass LD 1875. And I will say I'm not disappointed with the DEP's response to this. It's very comprehensive. I'm testifying to influence a response to PFAS contamination and not let this opportunity pass by. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions from the committee?